It's a hot summer afternoon on the Mediterranean Sea. Odysseus is returning home to Ithaca after the Trojan War, back to his beloved island and much-missed family. Years of travel and adventure have worn him out. He's tired and just wants to be back home. But as he journeys, day and night, across the rippling sea, there's always something that slows him down. Feasts with kings and queens, encounters with the gods, sudden storms sending him off course. Today, however, the weather is clear. The hot sun dazzles high above the Mediterranean Sea. The sky is cloudless, a deep, limpid blue. Odysseus stands on the deck of his ship and breathes in, filling his lungs. The scent of sea air is intoxicating. Although he dreams about his home in Ithaca every night, there are times when the sea is spellbinding. Shielding his eyes to see the sunlight glimmer on the blue horizon, he feels at peace. For a passing moment, he thinks he could go on like this forever. Watching the waves rise and fall, he imagines them rolling across the ocean, surging, sinking, and then rising again. He closes his eyes. It's good to feel the warmth on his face, making him forget about the fatigue, even if it's just for a moment. The weariness is transformed into a pleasant sleepiness. He'd love to lie down on a mat in the shade and take a nap, just for a little while. But then he hears the voice of one of his men calling for him. Odysseus opens his eyes. His crew has gathered on the side of the ship, pointing at a patch of green in the distance. It's an island. It's not Ithaca. They're still far from home, but it's definitely an island. That means food, water, and rest. Odysseus is weary, and so are his men. His dreams of Ithaca will have to wait for now. But at least he has a chance to rest and restore his strength. Perhaps he'll encounter another king and queen, kind hosts who will offer comfortable beds for the night. He imagines himself cocooned in crisp sheets, his head sinking into the softest feather pillow, a night breeze wafting through the open window. Meanwhile, the island is getting closer. The patch of green gradually takes shape. Slowly, the tops of the trees become visible. He can see the fringed leaves of palm trees fluttering in the wind. The white strip of beach shimmers at the edge of the water. Sometimes, when approaching a distant island, Odysseus experiences a magical illusion. It's as if the island itself is moving, drifting with the ocean currents. This is always the slowest part of the journey, though. After days on the open ocean, the sight of land stirs a feeling of impatience in even the most stoic adventurer.